From the KBIA newsroom in Colombia, I'm Sebastián Martínez Valdivia. Colombia Police Chief Ken Burton has been put on administrative leave. The city of Colombia made the announcement Thursday. According to the Columbia Missourian, there were tensions between Burton and city leadership over his work habits. The Missourian reports there were multiple occasions where Burton arrived well after his stated start time of 8 a.m. City officials have not given a specific reason for putting Burton on leave. A press release from the city Thursday called the change a personnel issue and said Deputy Chief Jill Schlute will now serve as acting police chief. The decision comes a month after former city manager Mike Mathis resigned. Both Mathis and Burton faced controversies during their tenures, most recently from community members concerned about racial profiling and the city's community policing initiatives. Police say former NFL wide receiver Doriel Green Beckham has been arrested after diving through a glass window when officers arrived to search a Missouri house. The Springfield News Leader reports officers who caught up to the 25-year-old former Mizzou player found a pound of marijuana in his backpack. A search found another 7 pounds in the house. Green Beckham was booked into jail early Thursday, but online records do not show formal charges have been filed. Mizzou dismissed Green Beckham in 2014 after multiple drug-related arrests and an incident where he allegedly assaulted a woman. Green Beckham was selected by the Tennessee Titans in the NFL draft in 2015. He was traded to the Philadelphia Eagles and cut before the 2017 season began. If you're flying out of St. Louis today, you might want to be patient. Lambert International Airport says today should be the peak day for holiday travel, with more than 22,000 passengers set to fly into or out of the airport. Lambert officials project a 4% increase in passenger check-ins over a 13-day period that runs from the weekend before Christmas through January 2nd. All told, 225,000 passengers are expected to check in and clear security over that period, compared to 216,000 passengers a year ago. The 2 days after Christmas are expected to be the second and third busiest travel days. Lambert officials say the busy Christmas season follows a Thanksgiving holiday that saw a 5.1% increase in passenger activity. A Missouri judge has denied Johnson & Johnson's bid to overturn a $4.7 billion jury verdict awarded to 22 women who say the company's talcum powder contributed to their ovarian cancer. St. Louis Circuit Judge Rex Burleson, in a ruling Wednesday, cited evidence of what he called, quote, particularly reprehensible conduct by Johnson & Johnson. Burleson wrote that company executives knew of the presence of asbestos in the baby powder but misrepresented the safety of the product. A jury in July awarded $4.14 billion in punitive damages and $550 million in compensatory damages after a 6-week trial. Johnson & Johnson said in a statement that it will appeal. The company says Burleson has denied similar motions in prior cases that were ultimately overturned. I'm Sebastián Martínez Valdivia, KBIA News, Colombia.